Ever wanted to try an Olympic and Paralympic sport? Try fencing. It's fast, safe, and easy to start. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/try-fencing. That's usafencing.org/try-fencing.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
We need to talk about The Real Housewives of London. All episodes are now streaming on Hayu, and we have our special guest, Christina, with us. So we want to talk to you about the whole season, not just the reunion. I've enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed the entire season. I've enjoyed the reunion. I thought that they all looked wonderful at the reunion. What are you guys thinking?
It took me a while. And I guess it's because it's all new people. You're wrapping your head around all these new women. And it was nice to have familiar people, popping in, like Dorinda and Caroline and, even having Juliet from Ladies of London and things like that. It was good to have some familiar people, because otherwise I don't know if I would have gotten into it. But as the time's gone on, I've enjoyed it. But I can't remember her name. What's the name of the... She, at the reunion, she was wearing the gold.
That's Nessie.
Yeah. Okay. So, not Nessie, the blonde one.
Amanda.
I cannot with her. She's like the one, back to Paddington, back to Paddington. And she just like repeats herself. And she's like, you pea brain. Like her insults, for some reason, her calling people a pea brain and telling them to get back to Paddington, wherever that is. It's so harsh sounding. She is a villain and a half, and it cuts. Like, for some reason, I'm really offended. Like, you could call me a lot worse and I wouldn't be hurt. But the way she says pea brain cuts like a knife.
I think she's an iconic villain, and it's what the show needs. The way that she, in one of the episodes, she says, you're an idiot. And it just sounds like so belittling. Whereas, like, you hear people say idiot all the time, and you're hearing other housewives drop the C-bomb, and it doesn't have the same,
yep.
I think also it's not beeped, so she's using insults that aren't actually beeped out, so you're hearing them, but the way that she says it and in her delivery, like, it's so, like, that you're an idiot, I'm like, oh, shocked, and I feel exactly the same way, but I love her as the villain.
I mean, I agree with you, Christina,
yes,
in that it cuts differently whenever Amanda says something, you wouldn't necessarily have a problem with, but I'm with you, Rochelle. Perfect villain. This is the type of villain I want. If I had to choose between a villain like Tamra on OC or Amanda on London, I'd go Amanda every day of the week. She just brings so much to the table. This season for me has delivered in a way that I haven't seen a first season deliver for a very long time. I think the casting has been perfect. The only misstep on the casting for me was the reunion, the host of the reunion. Remind me her name.
I don't know who this woman is.
Whoever it was hosting the reunion, she's a comedian. She didn't deliver a funny line across any of them. And I don't want this to come across as sexist, but I think it needs to be hosted by a man. And the only reason is because you need a voice that can cut through the female voices that are going at each other from both sides of the couches. Because I couldn't differentiate when she was trying to intervene and when she was trying to steer the conversation a certain way. I just couldn't hear her through the noise. And I think that was a misstep and a missed casting. What do you guys think?
I agree. She wasn't funny. She didn't do anything for her comedian career. She was not funny at all. I don't think you necessarily need a male, but you need a very strong female presence to be able to deal with that, and someone who was going to keep everybody in line. And there were some times where she was She was trying to do the whole Andy thing where he says, what do you want to get out of today? Let's try and get to where we move forward. So you can see that she's watched other reunions. But I've watched the other reunions that aren't hosted by Andy, and it is often a male.
Mm.
But I don't know that you necessarily need a male, but you need someone very strong. And maybe a bit funny, she didn't really give anything.
Mm.
They could have developed themselves. Did you like what you were saying?
I didn't mind her because there are a couple of little quips she made, but blinked and you miss them. So she would say things like over to Juliet. She'd be like, because she's a CEO, like when she was referring to Amanda. Like she made these little, it was like a side jab, but they were subtle. So those little things, if you caught them, they were funny, but it was easy to miss.
Mm. One thing I did like about this reunion was that Nessie had a voice. We've called her Switzerland, they call her Switzerland, and she is, but she was able to defend herself and she stood her ground. And I really liked her contribution in this reunion because she was getting attacked from both sides of the couches at one point for being like, you know, playing both sides. It was interesting that they went for her.
Yeah, she might be an easier target though. Like if they go for Panthea or Juliet, either of the Juliets, they're definitely going to get more of a reaction, whereas she is still relatively placid in comparison to the others, like in her how she reacts.
I think the thing that stood out for me in the reunion is that it's still very much about genuine relationships. It wasn't one of those reunions where you felt like you were playing out this planned drama. There are definitely real, raw emotions that are happening between the women in this cast. I loved that they ended with a caviar toast. I don't think I've seen that on any other franchise, and that was very on brand. We haven't heard anything about a season two. I really hope that they go with season two. I wouldn't see why they wouldn't. It's been really well received. I want to see what happens post-season and whether or not they can come back together and, you know, let go of some of these dramas that have been hanging over the last 10 weeks.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.